All right, we're going to move to our lightning round. Again, if you're listening to the show today and you have any questions, we love it when people jump on the website and ask questions, mylifeismore.com, because it's a way for us to dig into your specific situation, right? We don't get to every question on the show, but even if we don't reach your question on the show, we will follow up with you personally via email and answer that question. Thank you so much for your question, though. Our final question, looking at time here, comes from Tanya. Tanya says, our family has not taken a real vacation in years because my husband is a diehard saver and doesn't think we can afford it, which isn't true. I love that, which isn't true. Okay, any tips on figuring this out? Tanya, thank you for taking a minute to write in. So this is the most normal issue in the world, right? That one spouse is more of the spender, the other one is more of the saver. This is something Dave Ramsey certainly talked about for years and years and years. And here is the trick. I'm going to give you the key. Hopefully your husband is not listening right now so that he won't understand your strategy going in here. But your husband needs a vacation. Your family needs a vacation, but the fear, the anxiety about we've got to make sure every penny's in savings because we have to be okay long term, that is a good thing, right? It's good that they want, that the saver wants to provide and make sure that the family's going to be okay if disaster strikes. But here's how you get around this. You use the Foundation First program. If you have 3 months of savings in an account ready for emergencies to happen, and then together you set goals for this is what our savings should be, and you're actually regularly contributing to retirement. I know I help my clients sit and go through income planning where we can look at how much do you need to save. Once that's in place, it gives the family permission to spend other money on things you want to do. Sometimes we don't give ourselves permission to spend money, because we assume all the time there's this weird voice in our head constantly saying, yeah, but you could be spending, putting this in savings. You could be investing this. And having a plan actually knocks that voice out because it gives you peace that you are saving what you need to accomplish your long-term goals. Therefore, you can take some money and go on vacation, which is exactly what you need for quality of life, right? So it's counterintuitive. Taking the time to make that plan, which for spenders can be really hard. They don't want to think about it. Actually gives the freedom to go out and have a good time. And so that's what I'd recommend, is walk through that process, make sure you have joint goals so you can have an agreement. And if you don't know how to do that, love to sit down with you guys and anyone else who's in this predicament and talk about how do you create that kind of plan to give you freedom to spend your money that you both agree on. All right. The way to do that is to go to my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can sign up for a free consultation with me, Chris Burns, and we'll talk through a practical way to do this. I love meeting with people and giving them the freedom to go spend their money. Again, it's mylifeismore.com, or you can call us. It's 855-224-3526 for that free consultation. Again, 855-224-3526. Well, we're out of time today. Thank you so much for listening and being involved and asking those questions. And I hope you have a great week. This is Chris Burns. You've been listening to More Than Money.